From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants press their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Mareya near the Turkish border. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Analysts say recent Islamic State territorial gains have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians in the Azaz Mareya region and the closed Turkish border about 20 kilometers to the north. For almost a week, thousands of Iraqi forces have been advancing on the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah, moving to cut off as many as 1,000 fighters from help on the outside. Backed by coalition airstrikes and artillery fire, Iraqi forces had cleared the town of Karma, about 16 kilometers northeast of Fallujah. But while admitting Fallujah is largely isolated, U.S. officials are trying to downplay expectations for a quick or a decisive victory over the Islamic State. Foreign Policy magazine says the White House has quietly suspended the transfer of cluster bombs to ally Saudi Arabia in response to the Sunni kingdom's aerial war against Shiite rebels in Yemen. The magazine quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official saying a hold was placed on such shipments following reports that the Saudi-led coalition battling the Houthi rebels used the controversial munitions in civilian areas. This is VOA News. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas told a gathering of the Arab League that the body he represents is ready to accept what he called a fair and just peace based on internationally recognized UN resolutions in accordance with the 2003 Arab Peace Initiative. Edward Uranian reporting now from the VOA Middle East Bureau in Cairo.
Arab League foreign ministers met Saturday at the group's headquarters here in Cairo to discuss resumption of the long-stalled Arab-Israeli peace process. France has offered to host a peace conference on June 3rd to help jumpstart negotiations. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas told the gathering that his side was willing to attend the conference and resume talks, but in accordance with previously stipulated conditions. He says that the ultimate goal of the peace process is the two-state solution. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The cybersecurity firm Symantec has found evidence that North Korea is behind the recent string of attacks on several Asian banks. So-called malware was reportedly used to steal $81 million from Bangladesh's central bank. Also is linked to attacks on a bank in the Philippines and in Vietnam. World Health Organization dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Summer Olympics in Brazil because of the Zika virus outbreak. WHO's Executive Director of Outbreaks and Health Emergencies, Bruce Aylward, says the Games in Rio de Janeiro should go ahead as planned based on a risk assessment and all the information gathered so far about Zika.
Efforts to ban the movement or restrict the movement of 500,000 people to one area, which at that time will have a relatively low level of transmission of Zika, is not going to make a difference to the movement of this virus internationally.
Open letters signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries says holding the games right now would be irresponsible and unethical. In U.S. politics, the unpopularity of presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is causing an unprecedented level of excitement about a third party known as the Libertarians, the consistent third-place finishers in the two-party race. The frontrunners among 18 declared Libertarian presidential candidates are former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson and his running mate William Weld, the former Massachusetts governor. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.